as Rapids trying to mount a comeback here. I mean, it's, anything can happen. 12 points, three bomb on the way by Tislin, and that's off the mark and pulled down by Ian Cowell. The ball's poked up ahead. Gilbertson with it now. 2-2 breakout, 3-2 Rapids now. As down low is Jordan Solgowski, kicks back out Sean Reynes, standing right in front of Coach Jack Smalley, and he gets fouled by Ian Cowell. And there will be the first foul of the second half for the Hilltoppers, and that is not a shooting foul. As Rapids, they get to inbound the ball, and they do. And they work it down low in the paint, and they go up, and they can't come down with it. And there is a rebound by Noah Chenault. Not a turnover, a rebound. So Noah stops, kicks the ball back underneath to Steiner, and he gets the reverse layup. And that's two more, as he's got four. And we're sitting 32-18 on Alaska lead, 15 to go in the game. Gilbertson gets the ball up ahead. And he goes up into the paint, and he goes up, and there's a whistle. So he's going to the line for two, is Gilbertson. And we will see who this foul is up against for the Hilltoppers. And it is Jack Smith, his second, team second of the half, as Gilbertson will be shooting two. First one up, nothing but net. Count that one, and Rapids makes it a 32-19 game. No rush for Rapids yet. I mean, you've got plenty of time. 14:56 is that one goes halfway down and rattles back out. Rebound on Alaska. Rapids still, like I said, plenty of time to go. No need to rush for it. And there's rebound pulled down by Jared Solgowski. His little shot was short for on Alaska. The Rapids getting some stops here early, so it's something to be very optimistic about for the Raiders. Reynes, right side wing. He stops, picks up, jump pass over to Jared Solgowski, outside to Gilbertson. He gets the ball poked away, and the ball's still loose, rolls down the court, and it's last touched by Jordan Solgowski, and the ball will stay to Onalaska. ...14-18 to go. Again, this half, Rapids going from my left to the right. And Onalaska, of course, from my right to the left as I look at it. Onalaska, purple jerseys, white and gray trim, white numbers and letters. Wisconsin Rapids, white jerseys and pants, or shorts, and with red letters and numbers and trim. Three bomb on the way by the Hilltoppers. That's off the mark. Rebound kicked back in by the Hilltoppers, pulled down by Rapids. Jared Solgowski, pass right side, three bomb on the way by Reynes, off the mark, rebound Gilbertson, kicks back out, Jared Solgowski, thought about three, pulled it down, back underneath to Jordan Solgowski, free throw line, passed outside to Gilbertson, works baseline, up off the glass, count it, and that's Gilbertson with more as he sits at 9 points by my count in the game, 32-21 on Alaska, 13:30 to go. On Alaska work on the right side, kicks back across the way. Three bomb on the way by Tristan Mulling, and that's off the mark. Pull down is the ball by Jared Solgowski. Up ahead, Gilbertson, Reynes, Gilbertson. He passed dishes back out to Tislin, out to Reynes. Rapids thinking about threes, but thinking better of it at the last second, looking for, waiting for better looks. Reynes on the right side, pass down low to Jordan Solgowski. Gets the ball poked away and back the other way, up off the glass. No good. Rebound by Onalaska. Mulling, and Onalaska resets. Smith, three bomb on the way. Long, ball's loose, pulled down by Jared Solgowski. And we've got a whistle, and that whistle will be a foul on Broden Steiner. That's three quick ones in the second half by the Hilltoppers, as there's a little bit of a substitution here is three go in, three go out for the Hilltoppers. That's first foul for Steiner. Third of the half for the Hilltoppers. So they've been maybe playing a little more messy than they would like, but still hold an 11-point lead, 32-21, 12:45 left to go in the contest. Regulation, at least, I should say. Gilbertson, near side, pass Reynes, who gets shoved from behind by Brandon Chenault. That will be Chenault's first foul, and that will be the fourth of the half for the Hilltoppers. Again, really getting close to that bonus. I mean, they're three fouls away. I mean, they could make that stop really quickly. But if it keeps up at this point, Rapids will be the line for most of the second half. As we just got 12 and a half to go. Rapids trailing by 11, 32-21. Selgowski, he's down on the court fighting for the ball. He gets it back. Pass out to Gilbertson, out to Reynis. Onalaska not looking to let them get any three looks. As Reynis, he stops, pass back out. Isaiah Torque, left right side, pass back out. Jordan Selgowski, out to Reynis. Reynis way downtown off the front of the rim. Rebound pulled down by Brendan Chenault. Onalaska back on the move. As we get down to the paint, spin move off the rim. That spinner was put on by Ian Cowell, and that ball bounces out of bounds. Last touch by Onalaska. 11:59 to go in regulation. Rapids playing. I mean, both teams want to win it in regular time. No one wants to go overtime, but at this point, if Rapids has got to do it, they'll do it. As they trail by 11, just with 11:52 to go in regulation. A 2-2-1 zone being used by the Hilltoppers, really trying to pin Rapids about three-quarters court down. Reynis, right side, he thought about charging down low. He kicks the ball back out. Jordan Zelgowski out to Gilbertson, goes left, back to his right. Jordan Zelgowski down low to Jared Zelgowski. Ball stripped out, goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Hilltoppers. Rapids keeps possession, 11:30 to go. 32-21 left in regulation. Gilbertson inbounding. The ball gets tipped by the Hilltoppers. Last touch by Jared Zelgowski, and it goes out of bounds. So there is your first turnover of the second half. That goes to Rapids and Onalaska ball. 32-21 ball game. Hilltoppers with the advantage. Tyler Cowell gets the ball across the timeline. Smith spins along the baseline, stops, free throw line, kicks it back out. Cowell thought about a three. Ball gets picked away from him. Turnover and up ahead, up to Gilbertson, who crashes the board, and it falls off the rim, but still two coming to Gilbertson as there's a foul, the fifth of the half to Tyson Hughes, his first. So the Hilltoppers starting to really flirt with that bonus for Wisconsin Rapids. First free throw up, count it. So it's now a 10-point lead for the Hilltoppers. 32-22. 11:05 to go in regulation. Shot up, count it. You got it for Wisconsin Rapids. They move it back down to 9-point deficit. 32-23. 11 minutes to go on Alaska ball. Tyson Hughes with it, and he can't quite get the pass over to Broden Steiner. Ball goes out of bounds, and last touch by the Hilltoppers. That's your second turnover for the Hilltoppers in the half, and Rapids gets another shot at it. They've cut that lead down from 10 points down to 9 here after it was getting close to 15 early on, but Rapids doing a good job, not backing down. Reynis gets bumped from behind. And there's a double dribble, and that will be another turnover for Rapids, just their second of the half, as he got bumped from behind, lost the handle of it, and then picked it up and dribbled again. And as the words of the student section, you can't do that. So turnover, Rapids, and Onalaska gets the ball back. Tyler Cowell to inbound, up ahead to Noah Chenault. Chenault gets the ball up ahead, being guarded by Reynis down low. Is Ian Cowell, and he gets it in the hoop, and there's another 11-point lead for the Hilltoppers. Hilltoppers trying to trap Rapids at half court. Rapids breaks the trap as they give up the ball again, unfortunately, for Rapids, and up the other way is Tyler Cowell, and he gets fouled on the layup attempt, so he will be going to the line for two. Foul will be called on Wisconsin Rapids. Jordan Zelgowski, his third. First for Rapids in the half. So both Zelgowski boys sitting with three fouls apiece. First free throw, no good. Excuse me, first one was good, second one was good as well. So ball gets poked back out by Zaligowski. And we gotten over in the back, even though I thought that was last touched by the Hilltoppers. Official said no. So Rapids gets another turnover, their fourth, and they trail now 13 points, 9:52 to go in regulation. Official saw something from behind that I didn't see sitting here. I mean, he's way closer to the action than I am, so I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. It was last touch there. Is up and down the cylinder is Brodensteiner, his second jam of the night. And this game's getting a little rough on Rapids, 38-23 on Alaska, 9.5 to go. As that slam home by Steiner is really kind of emphasizing just the slow, methodical effort by the Hilltoppers. His three bomb from the right wing up by Tislin. That rattles in and out. And on Alaska rebound, three on the way by Smith. And he gets it as Rapids forced to call timeout. And it's a full. And we'll take one, too. So we'll be back here in a moment on 105.5 WIRI.
Are you struggling this year with gift ideas for your loved ones? You want to find them something that shows you care and also something they'll love? Let this year be a little different when you let Johnson's Chrysler Jeep come to the rescue with all its service center has to offer. This year, get them a new set of tires, maybe an oil change pack, or a vehicle upgrade. Give them something they'll use every day and save yourself all the hassle. Call the Johnson's Chrysler Jeep Service Center today and make this Christmas one to remember. Merry Christmas and happy holidays from their team to yours.
Paper City Savings' mission? To develop relationships, determine needs, and deliver solutions. And with more than 100 years' experience, why trust anyone else? Paper City Savings, supporting communities through mortgage loans and tailored financial services.
Sometimes we all need a helping hand. We are Love, Inc. We bring together the community of faith and our Wisconsin Rapids neighbors that need a helping hand. Need a hand up? Call us at 424-5683.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
The song I always thought was in honor of the assistant principal when I was at Lincoln, Rod Hankey, and you could call him Hot Rod at Lincoln back in the day. Hope he's enjoying retirement. Always got along with him. He's a very nice guy, very fair to me, but I also never really had to spend any time with him in his office. So at least I did something right in high school. As Rapids, they got a little bit of work cut out for him. 8:50 to go. Trailing on Alaska, 41-23, as on Alaska gets their sixth foul of the half. Rapids just with one, as that's Brodensteiner with his second. Inbounds, Brody Gilbertson. Pass down to the paint. Jordan Zaligowski kicks out to Jarrett. Three on the way, short. Rebounds, Jack Smith gets it up ahead to Steiner, and he slams it home for a third time. 43-23, on Alaska starting to really take control of this game. As Rapids, not really much of an answer for that inside slam that Steiner's done three times. In working the ball inbounds is Rapids. Gilbertson cutting through the lane, up off the glass, foul on the floor. So Rapids is going to be in the bonus the rest of the way, and that's 8 minutes, 20 seconds, as that foul is on Tyler Cowell, his second, on Alaska's seventh. So Rapids, they can make up some ground here, but they can't be giving up too many uncontested baskets as it's starting to get a little out of hand for the Red Raiders. Gilbertson at the line for a one-on-one. First one's up, count it. So that's a good start for the Red Raiders. A lot of good basketball being played around here, though. I mean, Assumption girls, Lincoln boys are getting after it here. Lincoln girls are getting after it, too. That free throw rolls out after being almost down, and last touch by Onalaska, so Rapids keeps the ball. 8:19 to go in the regulation, 43-24. Onalaska lead. Looking elsewhere, Badgers and Marquette. Boy, that's some good basketball being played, and they're going to have a heck of a game this weekend. Three-bomb on the way by Anderson. Count it! And we got a 40 40- 43-27 game. As I said, Rapids had to start making a move, and boy, are they ever. Three-bomb attempt on the way by the Hilltoppers. Rebound, Rapids. Reynas, pass up ahead to Gilbertson. Kind of on Alaska, trying to trap him down along the corner. Cannot get that to lock up, so pass down low. Jordan Seligowski to Jared Seligowski. Ball still loose, and there is a timeout called by Onalaska. And there's a little bit of a tempers flare in here. There was some tackling going on down there, going for the ball. And Rapids calming each other down. Onalaska calming themselves down too. We're going to take a, what are we doing? They didn't say full or 30. So it's full timeout, Onalaska. We'll take one too. Be back here in a minute on 105.5 WIRI.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get power back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
Emergency medical unit, respond to 102 Maple Avenue, possible stroke victim.
When stroke occurs, you have 60 minutes to win or lose the race of your life. There are new treatments, but you must get to a hospital fast. If you suddenly feel weakness on one side, have trouble speaking, walking, or seeing, it could be a stroke. Call 911. Get to a hospital. Because how you spend the next 60 minutes could determine how you spend the rest of your life. Stroke. Know the signs, act in time. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke.
.736 left to go in regulation. Onalaska holding a 43-27 lead over the Red Raiders. A little bit of tempers flaring there. Go fighting over a loose ball. That's the only way to play that game. That's to be expected. Ball goes the way of Onalaska. No argument for me on that. Noah Chenal, he gets the ball up. Ian Cowell through the paint. And there's a foul on the floor. And that's going to be against Sean Reynas, his second. Rapids second in the half. As was saying before, really good basketball being played in Wisconsin. Marquette undefeated. Badgers undefeated. Going to have a huge clash, I believe, on Saturday. I'm looking forward to keeping an eye on that one. And the Bucks, boy, with as poor as they started, that's as hot as they're playing now, as it looks like they're going to win Group B in the regular season playoff tournament that they have, and or regular season tournament, I should say. So good for them, knocking down the Pistons tonight and winning Group B. So we'll see how the schedule transforms for them as they go out to Vegas, I believe. As there's a foul on Tisland for Rapids, his third. And free throw up for Noah Chenault, and that is off the mark. And it's on a shooting foul, so he gets two. First one is a miss. Second one up. Front of the rim, back iron, and down. So he gets the second of two. And that's a 44-27 lead for the Hilltoppers with 7 minutes to go. Reynas gets bumped from behind as he gets the ball, but no foul called. Gilbertson, right side, goes left, back to his right, trying to direct traffic. Onalaska trying to trap. To no avail. Tisland with the ball on the right side, takes his dribble, goes right, pass back to Reynas, left on the right wing. Pass down, Tisland, down low, Jared Solgowski. He gets bumped and he goes to the rack. And count it! And one! Jared Solgowski. He waited for that contact. Good patience. He gets the shot to fall, and he gets the and-one situation, as that will be another foul, the third against Broden Steiner. Three slam dunks for Steiner and three fouls. So that average, that works out as that free throw falls, and it's a 44-30. Onalaska lead, 6.5 to go. Steiner goes hard to the rim, hits the rim, bounces off. Rapids rebound. Reynes has it, right side, cuts through the lane, stops, picks up his dribble, kick back out, Jordan Zilgowski, Jarrett. Now Gilbertson thought three, thought better of it, and he goes down to the lane, and he gets fouled. And it's still a one-and-one, not a non-shooting foul, as that foul will be called on Tristan Mulling. That's a second, as Rapids can continue to chip away at the Hilltoppers' lead. A couple substitutions coming in for the Hilltoppers as Gilbertson goes to the line for one-on-one. First one up, no good. Rebound Hilltoppers. Move the ball down the court as that is Noah Chenault. Pass across the way to Ian Cowell. Cowell up to Tyson Hughes, who passed the ball back on over to Noah Chenault as the Hilltoppers kind of reset. Cowell up off to the rack and count it. Ian Cowell, he's got Onalaska back to a 46-30 lead, under 6 minutes to go, 5:43 to be exact. Rapids need to get something going as Gilbertson hard to the rack and fouled. He gets an and-one situation for the Raiders. That foul is on Jack Smith, his third. And that is the 10th for the Hilltoppers, as Rapids will be shooting two the rest of the game. Couldn't ask for much more for Rapids as they try to crawl back into this one. As he gets that free throw to fall. And we've back to a 46-33 game. Rapids just trying to crawl back into it. 5:39 left to go. Working the ball up into the offensive zone is Noah Chenault. Gets it over to Tyson Hughes. Hughes, he's going to be fouled by Gilbertson. Doesn't like the call, but it's there. He wrapped his arms around him, as that's Gilbertson's first foul of the game. So, four fouls in the second half for Rapids. They're sitting good there, but they're still trailing by 13 points, and they got to make up some ground quick as we're just about the five-minute mark of the left in the game. Pass underneath. Cowell off the glass, unguarded, and there's two. And that's tough for Rapids to try to get back into this game if they can't slow that down. Rapids back attacking. Gilbertson on the left side. Spin move. Steps into the paint. Kicks out Reynes. Right side. Reynes stops. Kept charging into the lane. And he stops. Back the ball back out. And it's going to be kicked out of bounds by Cowell. And Rapids keeps the ball. 4:50 to go. 48-33. Rapids trailing on Alaska. As looks like Rapids might be on the verge of falling to 0-2 to start the season. But yeah, it's a beauty play in 22-23 games. You can drop two, especially early. It really doesn't matter. A lot of games to be played here. Is another foul being called on Alaska, and that is going to be on Tyson Hughes. That is his second. Team's 11th. And at this point, really isn't pay to keep counting their fouls because they are over the limit as it is. So two free throws coming to Jordan Zelagowski. First one's up. A little long. A little strong. And it bounces off the back iron. Oh, one more attempt at it. Still on Alaska leading, 48-33. 4:44 to go. Second one bounces around and bounces out. Tough break there for Jordan as on Alaska gets aboard. And they're back on the attack. Three bomb on the way by Tyler Cowell. And a three bomb down the cylinder. Now it's 51-33. And that may be your dagger, even though there is 4.5 to go. That's a lot for Rapids to make up for. Hey, I just maybe jinxed it as Serenas, he hits a three, his second or third of the ball game, and it's 51-36 on Alaska now, 4:15 to go. Jarrett Zelagowski, he gets whistled for a foul, Rapids fifth, his fourth. So just a matter of slowing down the clock here. But still, you got a lot of ground to make up. 15 points to go, 4-14. There is a turnover for Onalaska. Jordan Seligowski was there as he intercepted the pass, and he goes to flip it to Reynas, and it's tipped out of bounds by Noah Chenault. So Rapids gets to keep possession, 4:08 to go. Still trailing 51-36 to Onalaska. Pass inbounded from Gilbertson to Jordan Seligowski in the backcourt. Zilgowski free throw line to Tislin, and that pass to Tislin intended for Isaiah Turk, and that's intercepted. That's going to be the fifth of the half for Rapids. Three bomb on the way by Tyler Cowell. Three bomb through the hoop for Cowell, and that lead grows 54-36 on Alaska as they call a timeout, a full timeout with 3:47. We'll take one too. Keep listening here on 105.5 WIRI.
Sports allow us to play, learn, and grow. But there's something more important than victory. At the U.S. Center for Safe Sport, we believe every athlete deserves to be safe. Safe from abuse and misconduct on and off the field. We equip athletes, parents, coaches, and others with the right education to recognize, prevent, and respond to harmful behavior. Join the movement to champion respect and end abuse at uscenterforsafesport.org.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Lopez show. Actually, no, that's just back to Lincoln High School basketball. A little low rider. That was the theme of the song or the show back in the day. As Rapids trails on Alaska 54-36 with a 3.5 to go. Rapids trying desperately to come back into it, and it's Brody Gilbertson going to the hoop, and he's fouled. And he goes to the line for two. Those are shooting fouls, so we'd be getting two anyways. But he was not made, so he goes to the line. He misses the first one. Second one up. Count it. And that's a 54-37 lead now on Alaska over Rapids. 3.5 to go. On Alaska really seeming to be pulling away from this as the ball slides out of bounds. On Alaska keeps possession. There's just some missed opportunities. Rapids turned over the ball quite a bit in that first half. 15 for them, just 12 for Onalaska, so that's kind of a moot point there, but it was Onalaska making the most of their chances as we got another whistle away from play. And that will be on 21, Jared Seligowski, and that's his fifth, so goodbye to Jared. He ends the game with 2 points in the game. So some scoring going away for Rapids as he fouls out. Inbounds pass on Alaska as Rapids just has 6 fouls in the game. They played a nice, clean second half, but couldn't hit their shots. That's just a big thing. And on Alaska started to heat up from long range as there is a 30-second timeout being taken by on Alaska. We're going to just keep it here for a second here as both teams are really using their timeouts. Again, we're just looking at the upcoming schedule for the Red Raiders, but games coming up here on 105.5 WIRI, as we don't have any more high school games this week, but we will be having the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings on Friday and Saturday as they take on the Minnesota Blue Ox. I believe that's the number 5 team, or tied for 5th in the USPHL North Division. Taking on Wisconsin Rapids, who's tied for 1st in the USPHL North Division. So some teams that are trying to move out of ties and take over a spot individually. So good for Rapids and good for the community. Those games will be 7 o'clock both nights as I'll be bringing the action. Doing the best I can. Seth back at the studio. Is Rapids still no quitting them. Turnover on the far end for Onalaska. Brody Gilbertson goes coast to coast. A lay-in. Onalaska holding a 54-39 lead. 2:40 to go in regulation. As Onalaska really trying to drive home the point. Broden Steiner, he thought about the jam, thought different of it. Realized, hey, every time I throw one down, I get a foul. And so he just laid it up off the glass. Three bomb on the way by Reynes. Pulled down by Steiner. Not a good height for Onalaska. Rapids, they had some height too, but just not enough to match up with them. 56-39 on Alaska lead. As they look to run down the clock, three bomb on the way. That was by Ian Cowell, and that rattles out. I was about halfway down and then fell out. Tislin with the dish over to Reynes on the right side. Reynes, three bomb on the way. That's going to be a little short. Pulled down by Tislin. Tislin kicks it back out. Gilbertson, straight on three. Caught it! As it's now a 56-42 game on Alaska leading, 1:45 to go. Fortunately, I think that dagger was delivered a while back by Rapids. No quitting this team, so that's very encouraging to see as the season moves right along. Up off the glass, Broden Steiner uncontested, and there is a whistle. And there's a 30-second timeout. Seth, we'll take one, too. Be back here in a moment on 105.5 WIRI.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Little Mr. Brightside coming back from that break, and quite honestly, hey, Mr. Brightside, that was one of the big songs when I was in high school here, so good little flashback to my senior year. As we try to pull out a bright side on this game, as Wisconsin Rapids, it looks like they're about to be handed a defeat by Onalaska. Just a matter of the final scores, it's 58-42 as Onalaska, they clear a bunch of their bench as they get some of their reserves in as they will be playing the last minute of this game as Gilbertson goes down, throws the ball down through the rack as he shows that, hey, I can jam too. And we've got a timeout coming for Wisconsin Rapids. Coach's timeout, 30 seconds. We'll take one too. Be back here in a moment on 105.5 WIRI.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Tell ya. 49 seconds left to go. Onalaska with a comfortable 58-44 lead over Wisconsin Rapids. As we have about 40 seconds left to go. Onalaska probably content just to run down the clock. Don't take any shots unless you really have one, but you can't tell these reserve players that they cannot play. As Rapids, they've got their bench players in too, so it's good to see everybody kind of playing through the rest of the game. As Onalaska had a good look at it, that's Rowan McGrath. He's got two, and that might be the last basket, 60-44. And that will be a turnover along the baseline for Rapids. 16.2 seconds left, so I cannot imagine too much left, too much going to happen here as we run down the final 10 seconds of play. Again, 60-44 is the score. 7 seconds left. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2-1, and there's your ball game. Non-conference contest not ending the way that Wisconsin Rapids would have liked, as they are handed a 60-44 loss by the Onalaska Hilltoppers. So we're going to step out here for a moment or so. Let me do some math. Struggle to do some math. And get them back with the final totals and quick look at the remaining schedule for this week. And then we'll be returning you back to your regular scheduled programming. So we'll be back here in a moment here on 105.5 WIRI.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
Not necessarily the night that you wanted to have at the end of the game between Wisconsin Rapids and Onalaska, but man, it was a good effort by Rapids. No quit in the Red Raiders, but unfortunately, just a few more shots fell for the Hilltoppers than they did for the Raiders, and that's how we got a 60-44 score in favor of the guests early on. Wisconsin Rapids, heck of an effort as they really battled hard and held a lead through most of the first half, as they were never really able to cultivate it more than 3 points, unfortunately, as right about the 10-minute mark, Onalaska started to claw back in it, forced a couple ties, and then they eventually overtook the Red Raiders and took a lead that they would never relinquish, as they held a 26-16 advantage at the break in that second half. Despite the fouls adding up for the Hilltoppers, they still hit their shots and hit a few more, especially from long range compared to what Rapids was able to do, as the Hilltoppers are able to eventually pull about a 20-point lead, and that's all that they really needed as they were able to cruise out of here with the 60-44 victory. Going over some final numbers here. So looking at these last few numbers here, just my math skills are just about done here. Onalaska, they are good. They are a very talented squad, very talented program, and they showed it tonight. Very balanced scoring. Broden Steiner, boy, 3 slam dunks in the game as he had 12 points, followed by Jack Smith with 10. Ian Cowell with 12. Noah Chenault with 3. Tyler Cowell with 12. Brandon Chenault, 4. Tyson Hughes, 3. Antoine Felton, he had 2. And that was also Rowan McGrath with 2 as well for the Hilltoppers. My count, 17 turnovers in the game. That's not official. They were able to take a little bit better care of the ball than Wisconsin Rapids did. And that shows, as Wisconsin Rapids, by my count, they were led by Brody Gilbertson with 23, followed by Sean Reynes with 11. Austin Tislin, 5. Jared Sulgowski, 2 before he fouled out. And then Jordan Sulgowski with 4 in the game. So not the ending that Rapids wanted, but they saw a lot of good, by my estimation. No quit. They were able to start hitting some shots down the stretch, and they even got that deficit down to 9 at one point. But just too much Hilltoppers tonight, as, again, final score, 60-44. Again, looking ahead, this is the only high school game we are bringing you this week here on 105.5 WIRI, as we'll be bringing you River Kings action both Friday and Saturday. Puck drops about 7 o'clock both nights. And I'll be bringing you the action as Seth works his magic back to the studio both nights. And then we'll have the same thing next weekend as Friday and Saturday, River Kings. And I believe we'll be having a game on Tuesday. Double-checking that. The plan right now is Assumption Auburndale girls basketball. But that could all change as, you know, availability of everybody this time of year, this holiday season, sometimes makes it a little tough. But we'll be doing the best that we can to continue the best high school sports action that we can in the Wisconsin Rapids area. So that's going to do it tonight for Seth Habiger back at the studio. All of our sponsors, thank you so much. Without you guys, we couldn't bring you this action to these high school kids. And everybody out there listening, thank you so much. Again, my name's Mike Comer. Appreciate everybody tonight. Have fun, be safe, stay warm, and we'll catch you next time on 105.5 WIRI.
High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by Econ Electric, Home Furniture Wisconsin Rapids, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Love Inc., Morrison Tree Service, Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, 8th Street Auto, and Paper City Savings. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our listeners. Please call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
Way down in Dixie, We hung out together. Same little crowd, little bar, little town around this old dance floor. My boys are laughing, tap me on the shoulder, making a motion like a jaw get any closer. They wanna know what's up, why I'm still holding you, even when the song is over. There's a rumor going round about me and you, stirring up our little town the last week or two. Trying to deny this feeling, I feel it, don't you feel it too? There's a rumor going round and round and round. What you say we make it true? We make it true. I could shut them down, tell them all the crazy. I can do whatever you want me to do, baby. Or you could lay one on me right now. We could really give them something to talk about. There's a rumor going round about me and you, stirring up our little town the last week or two. So tell me why we trying to deny this feeling, I feel it, don't you feel it too? There's a rumor going round and round and round. What you say we make it true? Talking, girl, should we just make them stop? And there's a rumor going round about me and you, stirring up a little town last week or two. Oh, tell me why we even trying to deny this feeling. I feel it and you feel it too. And there's a rumor going round and round and round. What you say we make it true? What you say we make it true?
WIRI. On your radio at 105.5 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
Jenny grew up wild like a Blackfoot daisy, out in the shack with a blue tick hound. Broke as hell, but blessed with beauty, the kind that a rich man can't turn down. She caught the eye of an oil man dancing one summer night in a dime store dress. She had the looks, he had the mansion, and you can figure out the rest. It was all roses, tripping in diamonds, sipping on champagne. She was all uptown, wearing that white gown, taking his last name. She could hear those church bells ringing, ringing. And up in the loft, that whole choir singing, singing. Fold your hands and close your eyes. Yeah, it's all gonna be alright. And just listen to the church bells ringing, ringing. Yeah. Country club, everyone thought they were Ken and Barbie, but Ken was always getting way too drunk. Saturday night, after a few too many, he came home ready to fight, and all his money could never save Jenny from the devil living in his eyes. It was all bruises, covered in makeup, dark sunglasses, and that next morning, sitting in the back pew praying with the Baptist, she could hear the
keep stealing hearts like Elvis and Cash and James Dean.
There'll be a girl and a hole in the wall where it plays. Don't take her eyes off the stage. She loves us. Southern draw from north of Atlanta. That Silverado we got parked outside loves it. Cranking 89 Alabama. Kissing for an hour in the parking lot. Lighters to good girls that can't keep from falling.
Whiskey.